Hey everyone, it's Chris here, and I have another bonus episode for you this week. In this bonus episode, we went back to the 12-hour live event in April and grabbed the audio from the guest blog book study with Ray Hewitt, Livia Chan, and Carrie Pitstick. During this segment, all three ladies highlight several of the popular blogs that were posted throughout the year on teachbetter.com. We really hope you enjoy this episode, and don't be afraid to head over to our website for all the resources and future blog posts that you can engage with and learn a lot from. Let's get into the episode.
Excited to continue this conversation. Holy cow. Carrie, Liv, how are you?
Fantastic. Good morning, Ray.
I'm doing great.
Good morning, Ray.
We are going to have so much fun talking shop. And I was just like totally consumed in the conversation with the admin mastermind that then I was looking at the sheet. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're up next. Carrie, Liv, we ready?
Yes.
So I know we're going to be doing a lot of different things in our half an hour segment here, but the reason we're really diving into the blogs is not only because that's where I seem to find so many educational hot topics where authors can share their ideas and everything else, but you two run our blog department. Like on the Teach Better team, Carrie and Liv, you both are the reason that things like kind of come to our network. So do you guys mind introducing yourselves? Because in addition to the team, you also do a lot of other stuff. Carrie, do you mind starting us out?
Sure. Yeah, I'm Carrie. I'm a middle school ELA teacher in Illinois, and I'm also the digital content coordinator for the Teach Better team. So with Liv, we run all things blog related. And I know that you say that we're responsible for, you know, the blogs and everything, but honestly, we couldn't do it without all of the amazing guest bloggers. They're the ones giving us the amazing content to work with. So shout out to everyone who blogs with us. And if you don't yet, we will be sharing some information about how to get connected and start that process.
Liv, will you do the same? Share a little about yourself?
I'd love to. I am a brand new head teacher this year, which is sort of equivalent to like an assistant principal. And I also teach grade 5. And I'm the digital content editor for the team. And I have the lovely pleasure to work with Carrie and everybody else. But oh, I adore you, Carrie.
Likewise.
See, I think that this like is so interesting to me because both of you are incredible educators. You're doing so many different things to support students. And yet every time I look at the blog, I don't know how you guys handle all the different moving pieces of your life because you're both so invested in education. And yet our blog department is publishing like 2 blogs a day. Every time I log on to teachbetter.com/blogs, there are more and more and more, and there's series going on. I mean, you've just completely elevated that area. And I'm so excited that people have an easy spot to learn about an idea that they may not know much about or dive deeper into a concept that they are just beginning to explore. I know we have some blogs that we're highlighting here, but where do you guys want to get started with this?
You
go ahead, Liv.
I thought we could start with Martin Silverman.
Oh, great, great guy. He's been in the chat consistently for the past few hours, so I love it. Tell me more, Liv.
Well, he actually came on not too long ago, but I've always say like he is writing up a storm because we'll log in and all of a sudden there's another post by Marty and another one, and it's incredible. And we feel so blessed to have him blog with us and so many other amazing educators. He is a principal and part of our admin mastermind. So that's where I first met him. And he's been writing on a lot of different topics. And the one we want to talk about this morning is one that came to the team's attention because somebody from the Montana Office of Public Instruction contacted Jeff because it was posted on our blog and asked for permission to put it in their training portal. Like, how exciting is that? That something that somebody had written, were amplifying their voice. It was noticed, and they want to include it into something that it will be shared up for their, I guess it's their state.
Yeah.
Montana, right?
Oh my God. That is so amazing. And I think that's one of, and I do want to get into like the content of that blog, because I know we want to kind of dive into really having some dialogue around this. But what I really love about having a platform, there's so many different platforms that, you know, educators can blog on, but specifically when you have a platform that has a wide audience, the opportunities to not only connect, but impact other educators around the world really is amplified. And I thought that was the coolest thing to have happen, because it not only was a big celebration for us, like, yippee, we're, you know, the content's so great, but Martin, that is a huge celebration. Like, that is a massive, massive acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm, for sure. The blog post is called Career and Tech Ed Starts in Elementary.
So what's the focus of this blog? I know that both of you have read it. Did you have some favorite elements of this blog that you feel like really resonate with educators worldwide?
Well, for me, being from, you know, a Chinese background, it's all about education, because a lot of us came from different parts of the world, and my parents and we all feel that education gives you opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so it was always like, you have to go to university. It was always university. And that was like the route. And if you didn't go there, then it was like, oh, you know, you didn't go to university. And it was almost seen as you weren't as good. Right. And what I love about what he proposes is that we need to start offering opportunities for kids to not only have opportunities to dive into things that they're already interested in, but to offer things that helps them discover what they may not know that they're interested in yet. So he talks about different clubs that his school offers, and they were able to hire an extra person and do a lot of work around STEAM. Mm-hmm. And just like he shares his own personal story about his son and how he tried to go to college, but then it just wasn't really right for him. And now he's in the HVAC business and loves it. And so there are two streams, and you know, you think about now in the pandemic too, who are our most important people? Are the people in our service industry, right? Not to downplay the people that have university degrees or college degrees, but there's so many different avenues for people, and he really points out the importance of having opportunities for people to figure out what else they have a possible passion or interest in. Carrie, you want to add to that?
Yeah, and to add on to that, in his post, he mentions about how, yes, having a career day like a lot of schools do is awesome and beneficial, but kind of like SEL, it shouldn't just be an isolated thing. It should be something that is intertwined into what we do every day. So having different club offerings, or just within your class, having different like opportunities for students to explore what's out there. Because like you said, Liv, it's not always just you're going to high school just to go to college. There are other pathways. And I think introducing students to that, because for a lot of students, our current school structure, it doesn't work for every student. And I think that can be very discouraging for them. Like, oh, I'm not getting good grades, or, oh, I don't do well in this format, so I'm doomed. And I think a lot of students have that mindset where like school is what you need to do to be successful. But I think showing them that there are other opportunities for other skill sets from a very early age can be helpful for them in the long run of their life and their career.
And how many times have you seen a child that perhaps may not excel in the academic realm, but you see them in music and drama and it's like they come alive and you actually mm-hmm. see who they are and how they shine. And it's so important. We actually in our district have special music teachers, and around my area, there aren't a lot of music teachers. So it's the classroom teacher that has to teach it in elementary school. And, you know, I think about some of the people that I know that don't really have a music background, and it's so different compared to having a special music teacher that can teach music, drama, and different areas to really bring out that love and joy.
Well, I know you guys already know this about me, but I loved this blog, this concept, because I really believe that there are ways for us to emphasize and celebrate the multitude of choices that our students have in terms of finding their ideal career field. But I don't necessarily always feel like we support them in that discovery process. And so I know that you guys are aware of the Teach Further model. I know that's something that our team does a lot of training on. We have a course and multiple workshops in the academy for the Teach Better Academy of how you can integrate, you know, our class community sponsors, classrooms into your content so that you can celebrate the characteristics that students have and how you can see the content in action in the community. Because even if a student takes on a role of a restaurant worker and doesn't necessarily decide to go into, you know, working at a restaurant, there might be characteristics of that position that they liked that now we're going to document and say, all right, so you didn't necessarily like working in the food industry, but you really loved working with people. All right, so now let's explore fields or options that you have where you may not be dealing with food at all, but you get to work and interact with other people. And so as you kind of dive into that process over multiple years, I think it becomes more comfortable to say, you know, I'm more self-aware of what I enjoy, so I can kind of identify where I want to head next.
Mm-hmm. And I would love for our listeners to write in the chat, what are some ways that you incorporate other things, like whether it's clubs or if you're a classroom teacher, what are you doing that you can share with us so that we can have extra ideas in our own classroom? So absolutely. I'd love to see that in the chat.
It's a great idea.
And actually, that will be our giveaway. We are giving away 3 memberships to our academy, the Teach Better Academy, that all of you can get access to at teachbetteracademy.com. If you're already a member, it's just $9 a month, and you literally get every course and everything in there for that $9, or you can buy the courses outright. But Liv, I think that's a perfect prompt to ask our network to share, because I want us to not only be sharing ideas, but also like enjoying the benefits of all the things we have to give away this time. So Liv, will you ask the question again, just in case anybody is just popping in right now, for how they can win 3 lifetime access to our Teach Better Academy?
First of all, what an amazing prize giveaway. Mm-hmm. So we were just talking about how there are different paths to discover what we're passionate about. So in your classroom or at your school, if you're a leader or leader in your district, what are some ways that you are providing opportunities or activities for students to develop and dive into other passions or interests that they may not already have?
I love that prompt. As you guys are thinking through that, there's a little bit of a delay. You can be typing in the chat your answer. I know we have 2 other blogs that we want to dive into. So huge shout out to our first featured guest blogger. I have loved being able to consume all the blogs over there. But do you have another that you want to highlight as well during our kind of like blog book study here?
Yeah. Another one that we wanted to highlight, a guest blogger of ours, Stephen Weber, also somebody who is like writing all the time, which we love so much. He is an associate superintendent of teaching and learning, and he has written so many valuable posts. But one of them that stood out to me the most was education in a post-pandemic world. Mm-hmm. And his post really just goes into thinking about all of the things that we've learned over the last year and how can we take that going forward. Because I think if we just take the last year and then just go back to the way things that were before, we're not doing it right. I think that we need to take all the things that we've learned and start applying it into the future. And he asks a lot of great reflective questions for people to consider. He has a list of, I don't even know, I think there's like 10 questions that people in the world of education can consider about how to reflect on what the past year has brought us and how can we take the key points of that to improve the educational structure going forward with whatever role you're in, whether it's a teacher or an administrator. And so I think that post and many others of his do a great job of encouraging us to be better going forward. Better going forward.
Better. I love this. Liv, what's your thought that the green heart starts streaming in?
Love it. We have in my own school, we have a PD day on Monday, and we're doing exactly the same thing that Stephen has encouraged us to do. And when I was talking to my principal as we were brainstorming, I said, you know what we're really doing is that we're looking back to look forward. And there's just so much, you know, I think about Jamie Fowler White because she's all about reflection, right? And we just had her on in the Men Mastermind. And I think there's so much we can learn from what our experience has been like in all aspects of not just education, but personally, family-wise. And it's really highlighted some of the things that have always been there, but just it just shows up tenfold because of the pandemic, right? And so, you know, thinking about what did this year look like? What did it feel like? And thinking about the equity lens and trauma-informed school like practices, the scheduling, all the needs, the changing and different needs of the students, the different calendars, and you know, thinking about what are our top 3 to 5 needs. These are some of the questions that he's asking us to reflect on. And there's a lot. You could probably spend days and days thinking about this, right? But what I love about it is that it makes us stop and think, because even at our school, we've been face to face since September, and we don't have sports, we don't have clubs and things like that. But we want to be careful and intentional and mindful about what we put back onto the plate, right? Mm-hmm. So if we do sports, well, obviously there are lots of reasons for that. But whatever it is, if we do clubs, like, do we need to put on everything back onto our plate starting in September? We're already feeling overwhelmed. We need time to really reflect and be intentional about what we put back onto our plate and what do we learn? And, you know, I often quote, you know, we don't learn by experience. We learn by reflecting on our experience. And that is just huge for me, because you think about everything that happens in our lives. It's when you can process and talk with other people that you can really figure out, what are we meant to learn from this? This is an opportunity for us, mm-hmm. right? This pandemic, it's made so many more people think about what's important. What are our priorities? How do we take care of ourselves? We've been at this, you know, a lot of us here, a lot of us are in this go, go, go mode. Well, right. We need to take stock and what is it serving us? Like, you know, what is really important here? Mm-hmm. So that's why this in particular kind of came to our attention, because I think it's an important conversation to have, especially nearing the end of the school year.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And what I've loved about the two guest bloggers and the featured blogs that we were able to discuss so far is that these are bloggers that have been with us for a long time and blog frequently and are constantly sharing tips and tricks on so many different concepts. Before we get into our third blog, would you guys mind sharing a little bit about not only how you can be a guest blogger at Teach Better, because we're always looking for just like incredible people that want to share their ideas, right? You don't need to have these big, crazy topics, but even just small tips on small little suggestions on topics that people might think that they already are pretty good at but want to be better in, right? All those steps to be a guest blogger are wonderful, but the process of once you're a guest blogger, how does all this work? Because what I really value is that you guys do a lot more than just click the button and have it published online, right? There's some editing, there's feedback, there's all those pieces. So if I'm just getting started, if I'm sitting back and saying, wow, Carrie and Liv are incredible, I would love to be considered as a guest blogger. How does that process work? Where do I go first? And then what does it look like?
Carrie, you want to take this one?
Yeah, sure. So if you are interested in guest blogging, there's a few different ways that we can get you set up. If you go to the blog tab on the website, there is an application that you could fill out. You could also just email Liv or myself, so livia@teachbetter.com or carrie@teachbetter.com, and we are happy to connect with you that way. Once you are a blogger, the process from there is very personalized and up to you. We have people who write very frequently. We have people who write when they have time, which maybe not as frequently. Really, any educational topic is fair game. If you have looked at our blog tab on the website recently, you know that we have such a variety of topics. I think I was counting, and at the end of April, we're going to have almost 200 blogs in 2021 so far published. And I think in the last like 6 months, because we have so many amazing people that have come on to write with us, we are getting more of a variety. So there's really nothing that you can't write about. We love everyone sharing their ideas, and you never know what you're going to be writing about and how it might resonate with somebody who happens to see that blog that you wrote. But it's very flexible for you. You can pick topics. We do send monthly emails with some suggested topics if you are wanting to write but not really sure where to go. But the whole process is pretty personalized and very up to you, and you can kind of make it what you want it to be. But also Liv and I are here to support you if you if that flexibility is intimidating. We're also happy to work with you individually and help in any way that we can.
Well, and it's, you guys treat it just like everything with the Teach Better family, right? You know, come on in, we'll make it a safe space, but we're also going to have fun. And, you know, if there's anything you need, we'll figure it out, right? That's, I feel like they approach with everything. So I really appreciate that that process exists, because I know a lot of people want to get started, and maybe that means that they are thinking about starting their own blog on their own website or something like that. But, you know, this is also a great space to try out content and kind of learn a little bit about what it means to be a blogger. And so I just so appreciate the two of you. And I do want to get into our third featured blog, because literally choosing three was a joke, right? I mean, like, I think we published three blogs today alone. So finding three was really, really challenging. There's so much more over at teachbetter.com. However, I do want to give a big shout out to our three Academy winners. These are three winners that answered Livia's call to action for our giveaways, sharing about how they are bringing in opportunities for students to learn about, you know, the options they have in their futures and what they might be doing as they continue forward with their life. There were a lot of ideas shared in the comments. I hope you guys were continuously reading those as they popped up on screen. But shout out to Sandra, Candace, and Marie. I'd love for you guys to email Katie. I know we're so excited. Email Katie. It's just Katie at teachbetter.com. She is handling all those giveaways. So please make sure, Sandra W., Candace Miller, and Marie M., please make sure you reach out to Katie. Now, ladies, we only have a few minutes left, and then we're heading into a brand new segment at the half an hour mark. So I want to make sure we fit in this third blog. I'm so excited to hear about this one.
I'll speak then. We wanted to showcase or mention that we actually have a lot of blog series. Oh. So every month we have, I think, 18, right, Carrie?
Yeah. 18 or 19. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. 18 or 19 series. What does that mean? That's a big commitment. What does a series entail?
It means every month around that same time of the month, we have a blog post that comes out from the same blogger and around a certain theme. So we've got some that's on leadership. We've got some that's Brianne does one on play. We have a Teach Happier one by Suzanne Daly that's at the beginning of the month. So different people have their passions, and every month we get to see their ideas and passions built month after month. And so we really get to know our bloggers a little bit more and what's important to them.
You know, I want to get into those series, some examples. I know we have, 18 to me sounds crazy. I didn't realize there were 18 that came out every single month, but I really like that they're themed. I like that it's the same, it's more or less like the same author every time writing about a concept that leads into that series title. But Dave just posted a comment that we're going to post back up here that asks about a question in our blogs that you can not only find in the series, but in all of our blogs at the very, very top. And it says TLDR, and it's at the very top of the blog. And I have so many people that are like, Ray, what does that mean? And I thought it was hysterical when I finally learned what TLDR actually means. And I use it all the time now when I'm posting on Instagram to get information. So what's the spoiler, guys? What's TLDR?
That's funny, because when I first started, I had to ask Caitlin the same question. I'm like, wait, what is this and why are we doing it? So I think this is a great opportunity to clarify that. So the TLDR, too long, didn't read, is something that we add into each post during editing And what we do is we take the key points from that blog post and put that right at the top. Sometimes the blog post title, you don't get enough of what the article is about typically from the title. So that gives you a clear picture as to what the article or the blog is about. That way, if you, depending on what you're looking for as an educator, you can know right away if that is something that you are looking for and if you want to continue on reading the blog or not. So it's really just, what are the key points of that post right at the top so that you know what to expect going forward.
Liv, did you know what that meant when you started reading the blogs at Teach Better? I had no idea.
No, I had to ask Google.
Can you Google it? Can you just Google it?
Yeah. I've had people reach out to me and say, there's something wrong with the blog because it looks like there's a coding error or something. Yeah. No, it's not.
I love it. And you know what? We're too cool to write out too long, didn't read. We are really hip here at Teach Better. So we use the acronym TLDR. Okay. I'm just saying that's awesome. The other thing I like, which actually has been something that I've enjoyed personally, I have a lot of people that ask me how to share, like how to know what to tweet out, how to know what to share to the network. And a lot of the times I'm like, well, what are you doing in your day? What are you consuming? And when people are like, ooh, well, I usually read a blog or I journal or whatever. I really like that in our blogs, there's those like features of the tweetable content. So if I'm reading a blog and I'm really liking it, it's easy to share because you just like click one button. I love that you guys are incorporating that into every blog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think that's, it's about resharing what you read, right? Like, you know, you've consumed something and it resonates with you, but what do you do with it? Right. And so when you can quickly tap that button and it tweets it out, you have now shared what you've learned with your community of whoever you connect with. And it's like spreading the love, spreading your knowledge.
Well, and it also is spreading a new person for your network to connect with. I cannot tell you how many times I'm reading a blog, I'm realizing I'm not connected to the author. So when I'm sharing out their blog, which is really easy because the link and the author tag is already like incorporated in that coding, mm-hmm. I can tweet it out and then go back to my own tweet and make sure I'm following them on social media. So
yeah, for sure.
Well, Carrie, Liv, I know that we like this half an hour went so quick, but I really appreciate what you do over at Teach Better because I learned so much from the blogs and the guest bloggers and everybody who's willing to share their insight. I am floored by the amount of blogs that are being published every single day. I don't know how people have time to read them, but to think about the fact that there are series going on, which are people committed to sharing ideas and options for educators to be better than ever every single month is nuts to me. So I really appreciate you guys. Thanks for talking shop and featuring three different elements of our blog. I think that's so neat.
Thank you. It's actually Jeff's fault. He said he wanted 100 a day. So we're working towards that, Jeff. Yeah. Okay. We're working towards it.
What a horrible decision. Who let Jeff like make decisions? I don't understand. Like, Carrie, I always think you're in charge.
I thought so too, but no, I'm happy with that 100 a day goal. So we'll get there eventually.
I'm sorry. Did you say 100 a day?
That's what Jeff said.
That's not a thing. We're not doing that, right? Like, that can't be a thing. I don't know how I feel about that.
We're going to need a lot more guest bloggers then.
Well, everybody here, I hope you're emailing Liv or Carrie, or you're going to just teachbetter.com/blog. You can go to the bottom. There's like a forum and a Q&A. I mean, there's so much stuff. If you missed it, we also recently just did a common questions for the Grid Method blog series that came out a few months ago. And that's exactly what the topic is of our next session. So in our next session, we have educators joining us from around the world asking questions about the Grid Method Mastery Framework. And it is sponsored by the incredible Classroom Q, which I cannot wait to highlight. So Carrie, Liv, should we get into it?
Can I just have a challenge.
Ooh,
if there's anybody who has that small little thought or little part of your heart that says, I kind of feel like I might want to blog, I challenge you to go to your email right now and you can choose either one of us. Type in Livia@teachbetter.com or Carrie@teachbetter.com or both of us and just say, I think I might be interested. Tell me more. And then let's connect.
I love it, Liv.
All right, take on the challenge during this quick break. We'll be back with a sponsored segment with Classroom Q and a lot of mastery burning questions hopefully being answered, or at least we're going to try. Be back soon, guys.